Welcome to the All Moves Podcast. I am your host, Anthony Manaya, and in this show, we challenge your perspective and take a deep dive into the problems of the mind. Are you ready for more clarity, awareness, and truth? Tune in every Friday as we break down the uncomfortable details most people overlook. This will be your guide, your mirror in which you see yourself. Allow it to inspire you into living a life of passion, love, purpose, and freedom. Jump into the unknown with a fresh mind. Observe and listen carefully. You are one decision away from total transformation. Welcome to the show. Welcome, everybody. Welcome to a brand new episode of the All Moves Podcast. Welcome to the show. The show is sponsored by theaboutitlife.com. Go ahead and grab some merch, grab some All Moves t-shirts, grab some mugs. The About It Life hats is hot right now. Go grab that. This is a brand that promotes clarity, awareness, purpose, and truth. Support the brand, fam. Support the winning team. Theaboutitlife.com. Go check it out. And also, if you're a fan of the show, please leave a review on the show if you haven't done so yet. I know there's a lot of you who are listening in on Apple Podcasts right now who say, I watch the show, I listen to the show, I love the show, but you haven't left a review, family. If you want to support, leave a review on the show. It would truly mean a lot to me if you do that right now. With that being said, let's jump into today's episode. During the preparation of this episode, I was thinking about all the things that I had to do to get to the position that I am at now. The amount of clarity that I have, the amount of awareness that I have, which there's so much room to grow. There's so much that's going on. My mind is being open to, and when I'm becoming more aware of and understanding the reality of things and the truth of things and the actuality of things and seeing just all the moves I've made and how, if you look back, why certain relationships never worked out or why certain, and I'm talking about partnerships, business relationships, romantic relationships, just any kind of interaction with human beings, why that didn't work out, or any confrontation I had, or any problems that one had in the past, you start to see them. Of course, this is growth, right? We all make decisions with our level of awareness at the time. And then, you know, we get the results that we deserve based on that level. And then we learn from it. And that is growth. And then moving forward, you don't repeat those decisions. You keep moving forward. And this is never ending, right? It should be never ending. So then you look back, it's like, man, someone like myself, born and raised in the Bronx, New York, in an environment that's so limited, an environment that legit promotes comfort, that promotes escapism, that promotes the victim mentality, that says, hey, we're just in this situation, right? This is an unfortunate situation for us. And we're just going to have to live with this. Life is hard. Life is a struggle. This is this is our reality. And now this is generational education, generational advice that has been passed down for centuries. Think about it. For decades upon years upon years. Think about how many people that you stand on the shoulders of. You know how they say, I'm standing on the shoulders of giants, right? I'm standing on top of giants, meaning so many people's advice and so many people's just their recommendation, their advice, their wisdom has put you up on a high pedestal. And you're saying, man, I'm here in this level because of all the people who came before me and all the people who are, you know, who have mentored me and helped me and all the books I've read and all these things, right? But think about this. You have a whole history of family members with you right now. You have a whole history ancestors who are with you currently, right now, this moment in time. Think about how many people created you. How the piece of advice that you may hear on this show, right, is passed on to you. You grab it on. You grab onto that piece of advice. You pass it on to your kids. You pass it on to your friends. You pass it on to your clients. You pass it on to people you know during conversation. They take that, but, ooh, that was good, right? Because they say they got it from you. And then they pass it on to their friends, and they pass it on to their people, and they pass it on. My words are going levels, levels, levels deep to people that I don't even know. Now, think about the advice that I've received and the things that I've been told that has helped me and the wisdom that's been passed to me. Think about where they got it from, and then when that person got it from, and then when that person got it from. So I say this because so many people have created you. So many people have told you what's good, bad, right, or wrong. And if you're not aware of why you're doing what you're doing, or if you're not aware of why you think the way you do, then all you're going to do is just buy into what everyone else says is true. There's no interest. There's no curiosity. There's no, you're not observing one's life who says, hey, you should probably do this. And then you look at their life. You're like, I don't know. So I look at myself when I look at what I had to go through to just get to a position now where growing up in an environment where my family's philosophy was a certain way. They did the best they can. And I know they're listening right now. I know I have family who are listening to the sound of my voice right now. My family has done the best they can. The best they can, right? With the limited information that they know. And it can be confusing when you're looking at this. Okay, my family's telling me this. And then you have friends, people who love you closely, who say, oh, I love you. I appreciate you. And the advice that they're giving you based on the generational advice that were given to them. Right? So people are going based on what they see. I look at this environment, okay, cool. I don't have a college degree. Okay, I'm living in this environment. There's people getting robbed at the block. There's shootings happening on the block. You're living in one of the most dangerous blocks, one of the most dangerous block in that neighborhood, right? In that entire neighborhood of a radius of 5 to 10 blocks, you're in like the most dangerous block, right? And it's like, okay, you're here, you're having these conversations. Everywhere you go is giving you the same piece of advice, this victim mentality, this limited mentality is showing you, hey, look, go this direction, do what you can with the information that you have and accept this. I would feel massive levels of anxiety and say, what is this whole thing about? 18 years old, questioning everything around me, saying, what is this? None of this makes sense. Anytime I see anybody who's 5 to 10 years older than me, anybody who's 3 years older than me, I can see, and all I saw was a miserable existence. All I saw was misery every single day, complaining every single day. All I saw was limitations every single day. Fear every single day. Nothing made sense. I go to school. I see zombies. I look at the quality of the school. I'm like, how does anybody get out of here and make it, like, become successful? How? This area, it just doesn't make sense. I'm scared to go to school. Why am I scared? Not even scared. Alert, which comes from fear. I'm alert. I'm looking around. I'm like, okay, I don't want something to happen to me, because everywhere I go, I see a group of guys robbing somebody, jumping somebody, you know, or picking on someone because there's nothing that they can do about it. So then now I got to, while I'm going to school, I got to look for the safest route, the safest time. Okay, if I go to school at this time at 8:05, I can, you know, if I show up late to school, there's nobody out there, and, you know, the group of guys that's normally there, they're not there. They're not there anymore. I got to look for across the street over here, right? It's like being strategic in how I go to school, being strategic and looking around and saying, okay, these people that I'm around, what do they care about? Well, this is what people care about. Oh, they're drinking. Oh, yeah, you want to go under the bridge and go smoke? I'm like, this is weird. But think about this. I don't know anything outside of this is just weird and off. And nothing makes sense. So then people look at you like you're crazy because you're just around, like you're just the odd one. You don't want to do nothing. You're in the corner. You're looking at this. Just I'm painting you this story. Hold on, let me raise up my microphone real quick. I don't have no snare in my headphones. Some of you will get that. So where was I? So think about this. Everybody's looking at you like you're weird. Everybody's looking at you like, yo, what's up with this guy, right? And you know there's something different. You know there's something more, but you just don't know what that is. You're not aware of it. You're not aware of the information. You're not aware. You just know something's off. You feel like, oh, I don't belong in this shit. Like, something's weird. Until you get exposed to information that tells you, hey, you know, you don't have to live this life that you're living now. You don't have to. This is your reality because it's by choice. This is your reality because you've just accepted this. But if you continue to question, you start to see the truth of it all. Like, oh, shit, this is like a whole big scam. All of it, right? The people I'm around are all keeping me down. The philosophy that I'm being taught is, hey, you are a victim and this is just the way it is, right? It's like, hey, do what it is that you can do. Just accept this. This is what people in this area does. And it's just the whole vibe of it. This is just what it is, right? And then you start to think, wait, nobody knows this information, right? You go to the library, you pick up a book, Rich Dad, Poor Dad, and you start reading Rich Dad, Poor Dad, and like, okay, you start reading Think and Grow Rich, and you're like, okay, cool. Oh, these are the starter books that you start reading and that open up the mind just a little bit. I remember seeing the movie The Secret for the first time. I was like, yo, look at this shit, bro. I remember my boy was telling me about it. He was like, yo, look at this movie about you can create your own reality. I'm like, oh, shit, really? So people just don't know about this? People don't know about financial education, that you could get out of this situation? Wait a minute. People don't know that you can create your own existence? You become so much more? Nobody knows. And then you start telling people, and then they look at you like, yo, what's good with you, bro? You're changing. What's going on, man? You're acting weird, man. You're changing ever since you started reading that book. Ever since you started going to those seminars. Ever since you started, you know, I don't know. You're waking up earlier now. You're talking different, man. What's going on with you? You don't play Xbox with us anymore. You don't play football anymore. What's up with you, man? And I was like, oh, shit. Even if passionately you share life-changing information with somebody, one will want to protect. They want to protect what is most comfortable. They want to protect what keeps them ignorant. Because they say ignorance is bliss, right? If I don't know, then it's not a problem. I don't know. I could just focus on this. It's too overwhelming for me. I don't want to hear that. That's too much. Oh, man, now you're opening up this whole side of things that I'm not even prepared to handle or to listen to. So people, on purpose, will keep themselves blind, even if they hear the information that they need to hear in order to make life-changing moves, one will refuse to take action on it. One will refuse to have it listen. So now you look at this, wait a minute, you're so conditioned, you're so lost that these words don't even hit. Damn. And that's when I started to see, wait a minute, whoa. Now, if I allow these people to influence my life, then if I allowed family members, friends, leaders, as in so-called leaders, school system, and people that, you know, go to for advice, OGs, and people who are older than me, yo, man, well, you know, what's this advice? And if I never question or observe this advice, then I would be one of them, right? But I understood that many people don't want to understand their situation. They just want to run away from it. And they're creating a life that they can escape from, or they're looking for the greatest escapes, the networks of escapes from moment to moment to moment to moment. I have anxiety. Great. Do you want to understand it? No. I have depression. Great. Do you want to understand it? No. So people are not understanding their fears. They're not understanding the root cause to their problems. They have no interest because the mind is so dull. The mind is so dead. The mind is so sluggish that even if they heard the tools and the information, still, you wake up every single day, still not addressing the problems in the mind. I have these insecurities that I don't understand. It is what it is, Anthony. You don't want to understand your loneliness. You don't want to understand why you have meaningless relationships all around you. You don't want to understand why every single day there's dullness, there's no momentum, there's no urgency. Every day we're just pulled in multiple directions, unprepared to live life, unprepared financially, unprepared physically, unprepared mentally, unprepared emotionally, a mind that does not see itself is a mind that is dead. It's a mind that is a punching bag to society. It's a mind that just accepts and just, hey, just do whatever you want for me. Do whatever you want to me, life. Move me this way, this way, this way. Doesn't want to become more valuable. Doesn't want to look at itself. It gets offended when it hears life-changing information. How you getting offended? How you get offended when you hear life-changing information? How do you get offended? That is only the mind that's living in conclusions. You only get offended when you feel like, yo, there's nothing I can do. This is just how I am. Stop making fun of me. It's like, no. No one's making fun of you. One is telling you step your game up. One is telling you to go all in everything that you do, to understand your anxiety, not just accept it, to understand your health, not just accept it. Like to understand the headache, not just take the pill. Do you understand what I'm saying, fam? So, y'all, yeah, I'm struggling, man. Yeah, I'm over here drinking, smoking weed. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to have a little fun. I deserve to have a little fun, right? It's like, come on, man, you're a loser. What are you doing? You're a loser, loser, big ass L on the forehead. Yeah, let's talk about it, fam. Let's talk about it. Why are we running away from this? Let's talk about it. Let's talk about how many times you can see it and you feel it and you know it, that you have to make a decision and you're not making that decision because you're holding on to what's most comfortable, what's most secure. You're holding on to what's temporary. You know the decision you need to make and you're not doing it. And most people are not doing it. Think about that. Right? We know this. So why do we continue to make those moves? Why do we continue to hold on? And these are the things that no one wants to talk about, especially in a world where escapism becomes a way of life, where people are just consuming, scrolling, not becoming valuable. There's no urgency every day. There's no desire to become so much more. There's no just passion. There's no true love. You don't have true love for nothing, for nobody, for yourself. True love for yourself is like, I'm waking up every day to be the most prepared for what life throws at me. Anthony, why do you fight? To be the most prepared. So I could be confident in any situation, any room I walk in, I know that this environment is safer because of me. I know that for a fact. Because I train every single day and I make the sacrifices every single day to show up for myself. The byproduct is that it makes me more confident. The byproduct is that it makes me, I don't know, I got more swag, right? It makes my body look right. It makes my energy look right. Everything feels good. I feel good. That's the byproduct. In actuality, I'm prepared. I'm prepared. Of course, Anthony is prepared in financially in business. Of course, I'm going to learn business and take action, not just consume and say, oh, this person said this and I'm going to consume it and I'm going to follow it. No, 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 that's not business. We're talking about making the sacrifices and taking the risk. I'm going to bet it all. I'm going to take all of my money and bet it all, invest it in myself. Meaning in myself as in, yeah, I'm going to invest it in my product. I'm going to invest it in my promotion. I'm going to invest it in my mentorship. I'm going to invest it in getting better and learning the skills, but not only learn the skills by just consuming, I'm learning the skills by doing. That is something I'm talking about. Now, of course, the byproduct of that is freedom. The byproduct of that is confidence. The byproduct of that is competence. The byproduct of that is like, yeah, I know what I'm doing. Of course, because I've made the mistakes and I'm willing to do what others are not willing to do. I made the sacrifices people are not willing to make, and I continue to make the sacrifices that people don't make. So of course, boom, preparation. Preparation. Physically, yeah, these are the foods I need to stay away from. Of course, I don't eat McDonald's. Oh, I'm broke, so I got to buy the cheapest foods. You know, you got to get the deals. Instead of eating what's most healthiest for you, what's best for you, and making more money to be able to do that. You see the difference in mentality, fam? You see that one has just accepted, I got to look for the deals, the hottest sale. And then there's the other one that says, yo, I just need to get filthy. I got to get filthy rich. Or at least be part of something. If I don't want to be the number one person, at least I could be part of something to provide value to something. That's going to make me filthy down the line, 5 to 10 years down the line, right? Because people will say, Anthony, I don't have the personality to do these things. Great. But the roles that you play, how about the roles that you play? Are you all in on that? Are you all in at the roles you play? What role do you play? It's like, oh, I don't have meaningful relationships. Great. What role do you play in people's lives? What role do you play in people's lives? Who are you surrounding yourself by, and what are you self-sabotaging? What are you ruining because of your selfishness? Being aware of these things, fam. You got to be aware to why you are in the position you are in. To why you are in the situation you are in. To the decisions that you refuse to make every single day. Every day allowing time to pass by without making the life-changing decision. Every day you allow your problems to roll on to the next day because you don't want to sit down and observe them and study them and face them head on. Running away from your fears instead of running towards them. Being lazy. Because you don't want to wake up early in the morning and show up for yourself. Being lazy because you don't want to do what's best for the body and mind. Being lazy with your relationships. Being lazy with your business. Being lazy at your job. Being lazy with your parents. Being lazy with your partner. Being lazy with every single thing. And then we wonder why. Oh, I've gained weight. Oh, I'm sick. Oh, I'm not doing right mentally because there's laziness. You don't want to make the decision. You don't want to commit. I had to commit in order to get out the hood or to get out a limiting environment. I had to make the sacrifices and commit and break through my fears. I got to leave this environment and I have to go on my own. But I don't know anything about credit. I don't know anything about, you know, taxes. I don't know anything. This is me, Anthony Minaya, at 24 years old, 23 years old. I'm like, yo, I got to get out this environment, but I don't know anything about anything. I had to learn it. I spent time learning and understanding taxes. I spent time learning how to increase my credit score. What is credit? I didn't know. So I'm like, fuck, how am I going to get a place? What am I going to do? What am I going to do to get out this environment? Because I don't have good credit, man. I don't know. My credit is like 5-something, 540. I don't have credit. but I studied it. Now I looked at my credit score today's, it's 825, 830. So now I look at that time, I wrote it down. I'm gonna write this list, man, because I don't know these things. And me not knowing these things is keeping me limited. And I had to learn it. Then I had to, okay, what's the best thing I can do? Let me move out of here to live in an Airbnb for 2 or 3 years. Because while I live in the Airbnb for 2 or 3 years, I can build my credit. And when I did, that allowed me to then move to a better area. Then that allowed me to purchase a car. Then that allowed me to purchase a quality car, not some broken down ass car where I got to fix every freaking 2 weeks. No, I got a quality brand new car. Why? Because I increased my credit. I've learned how to make money. I understood taxes and I understood, okay, cool. Now I'm become more valuable. I'm going to learn this, become more valuable, get my body right. Try different things. I did CrossFit for like a year. Try different things, bodybuilding twice a day, every day. Okay, cool. What's the right foods to eat? Okay, cool. I'm going to have these meals 5 times a day. Okay, what else I need to learn? And as I continue to advance, what else? I see problems with my posture. Okay, I got to stretch every day. Oh, I got to do breath work every day. All these things to prepare, to be the most prepared. Why? Because I want to be clear. I don't want to be dull, sluggish, and I don't want to be dead. I'm alive. So what I'm sharing, do you feel this, fam? Do you feel the energy? Do you feel it? Do you feel the passion? Where is it coming from? It's coming from knowing what it looks like when you do all these things and then you get the results that you once dreamed of. And it's like, damn, how can I convince somebody that they can do it too? How can I convince you that you can do it too? 100,000% you can make it happen. And you're just choosing not to. Are you willing to take 3 steps back to take 10 steps forward? How you go right back to the old and you go right back to what is most comfortable. You go right back to, one can give you the tools. One can give you the exact thing to do and still the distractions take over. What does that mean? What does that mean, man? What does that mean? Because the moment I saw that what was possible, okay, I got to stop doing this. I actually want transformation. And till this day, I operate the same way. How can I get to the next level? Because I had to fight hard just to get to zero, to get out of a limiting environment so I could just be able to think and see things for what it is, to avoid relationships that wasn't for me, right? To avoid the scams of the many people in this world who are calling you and coming into your life just to take advantage of you, just to use you, just to scam you. How do you spot those people? You can't. You'll get lost in it because you're so lost within yourself. But when you clear, you're able just to make one decision. Hey, no, I'm good. I'm not fucking with this no more. Oh, no, I'm not going in that environment. Oh, no, I'm not trying that. I'm not doing that. Oh, because you're living intentional every single day. You're taking advantage of the moment, of the clarity, of the awareness you have right now, this moment in time, which means you start making life-changing decisions. This is what I'm talking about. Showing up for yourself every single day, moving with intention every single day, looking at the person you want to become in the next 5 to 10 years and becoming that person now. Going all in at everything you do, giving all of yourself to all that you do, to every relationship, to all of your business opportunities, to everything that you do that's associated to your name, to your body, everything that's associated with you, fam, you go all in. Because all in is what you do. And then you get the results that you deserve always. And it's commitment, the commitment to that. The awareness of your situation. The awareness of your anxieties, fears, depression. The awareness of what's happening around you. The awareness of what's happening in the world. The awareness of the culture change, which I talked about in the last episode. The awareness, fam, the awareness of it all to why you are who you are and why you are in the position you are in. Own this moment right now. Own it. Own it. Own this moment. However you feel right now, own this moment and start making moves. Start making decisions that will transform the course of your life. Start getting closer to the asset. Whoever is an asset to you in your life, whatever is an asset to you, get closer to that. Whatever role you play, be the best in that role. If you're a supporting role, be the best supporter you can be. That's what I'm talking about. You may not be the one who start the multi-million dollar business, but your role is important as a supporter. How are you supporting? Right? Are you going to be the best mom that you can be, the best father you can be, the best brother you can be, the best son you can be? This is what I'm talking about. Go all in at what you do, the role that you play, and bring awareness to why you're in the situation that you're in, fam. This is your moment. This is your time. Congratulations, you made it to the end of the episode. I truly, like, you have no idea how much I appreciate you for reaching this point and you listening to this podcast. There's so many shows out there. There's so many people, you know, who sound like me and talk like me and saying the words and life-changing information, and you're choosing to listen to me. And I truly appreciate that. All I ask in return, fam, because I give my life to this. I gave my life to this show. I gave my life to this episode. All I'm asking, fam, if you found it valuable, is to leave a review on the show. If you're listening to this on Apple Podcasts or wherever you're able to leave a review, leave a review. It helps with the growth of the pod, and it helps with the new people who are listening in for the very first time. So if you can, right now, this moment, before you, you know, start your day, go to sleep, or before you do whatever it is you're doing next, please leave a review on the show. I truly appreciate it, fam. Till next time.